Audio Gravity, episode 515, first link today, HTML5rocks.com. I've been literally just starting to mess around with HTML5 and CSS3 and realizing how insanely different it is from the days that I used to mess around and hack around with HTML and CSS. But I'm pleased to say that some of the stuff is just incredible what you can do with it now. And actually enthuses me as a creative because it seems a lot more accessible. Obviously, there's still all the hacks and the issues that you might have with different browsers, but there is some fantastic ways to animate, do effects, do all sorts of different things. And one of the sites that I really like the look of is HTML5rocks.com, and they have a whole bunch of different feature groups to do with offline, multimedia, presentation, storage, file access, performance, graphics. If you're looking to learn step by step, this is definitely a place to go and check out. Next link today is an application that I've been using probably for about 6 or 7 months now, which is this fantastic thing called OmWriter, which a lot of people probably already know about. If you're new to computers, though, as in you've just had a computer for Christmas, you might find that sometimes having lots of different applications open all over the place is a little bit disconcerting, and it's very difficult to write. A lot of people who are quite new to computers, in terms of they're used to a notepad writing out either newsletters or diaries or entries of some kind of journal, you'll find that sometimes the internet and having browsers and having all these other little updating pieces of software can be very confusing. So what OmniWriter does is have this really interesting layout look, which is this very simple interface where everything falls away in the background. You have this relaxing music playing in the background, and you have this space where you can type out your blog or your message or your journal. And it's fantastic. I definitely would say download it. They do have a version that you can buy. They have quite a strange pricing structure where it is £4.11 is their minimum price for it. But I find that quirkiness pretty much sums up OmWriter totally. And definitely worth your money, definitely worth $5, $10 if you are a writer or like to have a calm, quiet space to write out your ideas. Next link is over on labs.-y.com/drop/android, which is this HTML5 feature of your web browser to be able to drag and drop files from your computer to your phone. Now, what I like about this is that it's showing some of the real power of using HTML5, the ability to be able to fire up a web browser and copy files, drag and drop files straight in through your web browser to your phone. And it'll work with any compatible browser. I think you need either Firefox 3.6, Safari 5, Chrome 5. And you can send music, photos, anything you want to your phone, which is just awesome. So check that out. There's a little intro there as well, which I'm not going to play. If you're watching a video version of this, I also put this out as an audio podcast. Next link is mobile.tutsplus.com. So that's TUTSplus.com. This is one of a group of sites from Evanto, I think they are. Yeah, Evanto. They do all sorts of different tutorials. They do it for audio, vector, photo, web design. But this one is for mobile tutorials. So there's a whole bunch of stuff on here for people who are into making their iPhone applications or Android applications. And they go really sort of low level down into iOS and the SDK and a whole bunch of different applications of how to do more business. And I know there's a few other companies in and around Nottingham that are doing iPhone applications and iPad applications. It might be worthwhile having a good look through this and maybe pulling out some of that advice and building it into their product. Next thing today is Vocal, V-O-K-L-E.com. This one's just come on my radar probably about 2 months ago. I put it into my Audio Gravity notes. I think it was CJ at PCM Creative who told me about this. I haven't really gone into it and walked around it yet, but the feature list sounds good. The idea of having multiple hosts, live audience interaction, tools for event producers. There's a lot of companies doing this sort of thing. Ustream has got its own watermarked version, which is called Watershed. And there's a whole bunch of people vying in this area to be able to get these interactive conversations going. Definitely one that I'll be checking out. And what I do like about it is that they have a section for live and upcoming events, and you can sort of RSVP into that and sit and watch, which is quite neat. And finally, last link today, which I think a lot of people will like and probably use, especially if you do blog posts where you want to get feedback from events and social media conferences that you might have put on. This thing called Twiki, which was from, I think it's Chris Perillo came up with it, or came up with it with a group of other people called View Together. And what Twiki is the ability to fetch Twitter replies. So you can, if I bring up one of the photos on the video version of this, you can see in front, what I've got in front of me is this, you have a button that says get at replies to view recently tracked replies. And then when you click through that, you can get export options for those replies. So you might want to copy the CSS out, copy the HTML, or copy it in a full div. And the idea is that you have, you know, you put your blog together and you might be talking about a certain product, and you've put that out on Twitter and asked people's feedback. And then what happens is you can post that block with the pictures and the avatars into your blog post, and so you can see the replies of people who replied to your original tweet, which is really, really neat. I like that a lot. That's it for today. I'll speak to you soon. Cheers. Bye.